SlideShare is an online presentation repository, so it's a place where presentations get uploaded and stored. As such, you can use it in one of two different ways. Well, probably more than two, but certainly two. You can either use it as a consumer, and by that I mean you can. There's a fantastic, an amazing, bewildering number of presentations which have already been uploaded by creators, and there is a search function, so you can go and find presentations on all sorts of topics. So this is one of the times and features of the web when people say that I haven't got enough time. Perhaps having a MOOC here might find some materials that you can already use, some resources created by educators which may be useful in your lesson. You can then obviously use them online and use them embedded into your school to VLE or a blog, or you can get them from SlideShare. Though if you want to do any downloading, you first need to create your own account, and once you start doing that, you're starting to get into the realm of becoming a producer as well as a consumer. So you can upload your presentations and make them available for your students or colleagues or other departments within school. And online, of course, as I said earlier, they can be embedded elsewhere into websites and blogs. So maybe it's a presentation for parents who may not have access to the school VLE, but be posted to SlideShare and then embedded elsewhere. Maybe you can use things like having students produce presentations, they then send them to you rather than needing to create their own accounts all separately in all lots of different places. You could then upload their presentations to your general account, and then once they're up there, there's the possibility of review, because presentations, slideshows have the option of allowing comments. So you could sort of do two stars and a wish, and get students to provide feedback to each other. Because they're loaded to a generic account, they really who's produced those, and they can give perhaps more object back. SlideShare is actually quite flexible in terms of the kinds of documents that you can upload. You can upload the standard PowerPoint, all the different PowerPoint presentations, Open Office formats, and Apple Keynote formats. You can even upload PDFs, so each of the separate pages in the PDF will come out as a separate slide in the presentation. You can also upload documents, so Word documents, Open Office document format, Apple iWork pages, and provided each file isn't above 100 megabytes, and let's face it, that didn't ought to be necessary, then you've got plenty of facilities for uploading documents from different sources. You can also upload audio files, MP3 files, to act as narration, and you can embed videos in between the slide from YouTube. So